a wonderfully raucous work that I've loved since the mid-1970s. That was Three Pieces for Blues Band and Orchestra, composed by William Russo in 1968 for the Siegel Schwal Band and conductor Seiji Ozawa, who led the band and the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra in that recording made in 1973 for Deutsche Grammophon. As I mentioned earlier, Beethoven's symphonies, once they became known in France, basically eclipsed all other French symphony compositions. So, poor old Méhul. Beethoven's Third Symphony, subtitled the Eroica, was composed between 1802 and 1804. The nickname Eroica has often been misattributed in referring to Napoleon, whom Beethoven at first admired as a champion of liberty and freedom. However, once Napoleon declared himself emperor, Beethoven soured on him. Mythology says that Beethoven furiously crossed out the dedication to Napoleon on the front cover of his manuscript to the Third Symphony, causing a tear on the page. Truth be told, Beethoven was more concerned about losing the composer's fee paid to him by his benefactor, Prince Joseph Franz Maximilian Lobkowitz, whom he ended up dedicating the work to. Yes, Beethoven had toyed with the idea of calling this symphony the Bonaparte Symphony, but the title Eroica he settled upon more reflects Beethoven as a hero of symphonic development. The recording we are going to hear of Beethoven's Third Symphony is one I've known even longer than the recordings of the Siegel Schwal Band. It dates from 1967 and features the legendary British conductor John Barbaroli in a performance with the BBC Symphony Orchestra that was praised to the rafters when it was first released. Here, then, is their performance of Ludwig van Beethoven's monumental Symphony No. 3 in E-flat major, Opus 55, subtitled Eroica.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.